word on Today FM.
Andy O'Donoghue with us for Tech Thursday, and we're going to talk about AI assistants for your office or for your home or even your car. I suspect many of the people listening at this stage have started using ChatGPT. Andy, do you use it?
I use it every day, Matt.
Why?
Every day for something. I tell you what it's really good at. It's great for reading documents and summarizing them. That is something I would probably do most days with it. So you can upload a PDF or a Word document, a long one, be it a report or something else, and you can say, can you summarize this for me in 500 words? And it will do that for you. Another thing that I use every day is Google's Gemini. Is now, you can also get your AI in emails. ChatGPT is great for drafting emails in the same way, but you need to copy and paste them in. But there's also a lot of things that ChatGPT will do very well. If you need ideas for social media, if you're an influencer, or even if you just don't know what to say, asking it for suggestions, it'll do the little icons for you. Yes, it does complicated stuff like debugging code and even writing some code for you. But even simple little things like asking it I need to come up with a fitness plan or a diet plan, and these are my dietary preferences, it will do that.
I had the opportunity to meet Sarah Fryer recently, who is Chief Financial Officer of OpenAI, which owns ChatGPT. She's from the north. She wouldn't have be particularly well known in the south until she was here recently and did a number of interviews. An extraordinary individual. But one of the things she said in an interview that I did with her at an event was that the most important thing is the question that you actually use as your prompt. You actually really do have to think about the question, don't you, to get the best answer out of it, to actually, rather than just getting vague wooliness.
You do, and the more specific you are, the better. Yeah. And the more information, the more layers of information you can do. I think we mentioned before the Irish computer scientist John McCarthy invented non-monotonic logic back in the 1950s or 60s. And that is the idea of where we get prompts from now. So, you know, you can't be general, or give me an idea for this. But if you're very specific, I mean, I know people have told me recently that what they're doing is they're uploading their x-rays. And so they will upload an x-ray. A friend of mine had a running injury recently, uploaded their x-ray and said, can you please review this from the perspective of a radiologist and an orthopedic surgeon and give me your opinion? And it gave an opinion that was almost identical to their doctor. Now that's, you know, ChatGPT doesn't give medical advice, but it does show you how people are starting to use it for everyday and complex tasks.
But it's not always correct.
Not always correct.
You have to be very careful. Hallucinations, I think, is what it's called. And I've come across some bizarrely wrong answers to questions that I've asked deliberately.
You can't. You certainly get hallucinations. You've got to be very careful about that. However, I pay for the professional or for the paid version of ChatGPT, $20 a month, works out about 18 euros. There's a more expensive version you can get if you need to do very complex coding and that kind of stuff. But what we are seeing is a lot of other kind of niche services that use ChatGPT that have learned about very specific niches. And so fitness and training are one where it's very interesting. Food is an interesting one. The simple answer, though, Matt, about is it useful every day? It really is. And a lot of people who use ChatGPT use it for very kind of, you know, what we would call the average daily stuff.
Use with care, though. Okay, let's move on to some other ones. The Amazon Alexa effectively is an AI tool, isn't it?
Yes. Amazon Alexa, I suppose, was kind of, in one sense, our first kind of exposure to artificial intelligence. But Amazon recently announced that they are sort of upgrading it, and there may even be a paid version of Amazon Alexa coming. However, if you want to start to look at things like smart home control and administrative tasks, your Alexa is the ideal device to do it on, because if you have a couple of them around the house, you can set reminders as well as controlling your smart home devices, but you can get it to respond to your voice commands, to read your calendar, you can set reminders, remind me in an hour to do this, and it is getting better. We have haven't seen that full version that Amazon have announced yet, but for people who have a number of Alexa devices in the home, I'd say hang on, keep an eye on that, because that could turn out to be really useful.
Okay, what's Zapier?
Zapier is a fascinating tool that some of your, maybe more of your techie listeners will know, and there's a free version, premium version is about €20 a month, but what it does is it connects various apps together, and it's the idea of it is to automate repetitive tasks. So, if you, let's say you get emails and you need to save the attachment to your iCloud or something like that, and then you, but you need a reminder to your phone. So, you think, why would I need to do that? If you're maybe planning a wedding or you run a book club or a society or something like that, Zapier connects 2,000 apps. So it has this incredible kind of network of apps it can join together. And it uses an amount of artificial intelligence to do that very well.
Trello, for visual task management.
Trello's an interesting one, and people, there's a free one and a premium one. It's about €10 a month. Why would you pay for it? It does very advanced automation, and it has these customizable workflows. It integrates with things like Google Drive and Slack, some people might use at work. So it is a kind of, it's ideal for people who are looking to streamline kind of work processes and collaborate on stuff and track progress, but it has an amount of AI. I've heard that a lot of students are starting to use it, and even freelancers who work at home and they're looking for ways to organise tasks. But it does all of this powered by AI, so useful.
And similarly, I presume, Time Doctor.
Time Doctor is an interesting one, yeah, because, you know, we all have a calendar on our phone or whatever, but Time Doctor tracks the time spent on various tasks. The idea is to help you stay productive, but it uses AI to analyse time usage and detect distractions, and it gives you insights about how you might be wasting time on your computer. Not just something as simple as you're playing too much Space Invaders, Matt, you know, get back to the book, but other stuff as well. So, for about €8 a month, freelancers and people who work at home really like this.
Very big brotherish. What's the LG ThinQ on Hub?
LG are one of the companies, big tech company from fridges to TVs. But they have the Think Hub, which is a smart home platform, and it centralizes control of all the LG smart devices in your house. What it does with that is it makes it possible for you to control the connected appliances and automate routines based on your behavior. So, you know, if you have the dishwasher and the oven and the TV and all of that, it kind of connects them all together and it makes it easy to kind of run your home efficiently.
Okay. Netflix, when you put on your Netflix, if you're a subscriber, doesn't it give you on your home screen various recommendations based on your previous viewing, because that's its form of artificial intelligence? Or does it have something now that's going deeper?
It does. That's what they've done up to now. And, you know, some of their suggestions are pretty good. However, it was announced back in May that they're going to start using kind of a next generation general AI feature. And what Netflix are going to give us is kind of a new search experience that will give us the ability to have almost a conversational discovery experience. So if you want to say something, you know, one of those remote controls that you can speak into, you can say, I want something funny and upbeat, or I want something scary but not too scary, a little bit funny but not that funny. Netflix are very close to giving us the content we want based on literally what we speak to them.
Okay, fitness devices. Friends of mine have been doing this recently, involved in fitness, have actually been going to various AI sites and asking them to devise fitness plans, and I've been quite stunned. In fact, they're saying that they think an awful lot of fitness trainers could be put out of business by this.
And this is what we were just talking about. This is one of the things that ChatGPT, Gemini and others are really good at. So I suppose, first of all, Fitbit, Whoop, Xiaomi, everybody's got some AI built into their apps now, with the way they analyse our sleep, our blood pressure and all of that. But some of these apps, Matt, are really good. There's one that's particularly got a lot of traction around the world called Zing. And it's zing.coach is the website. It's not cheap. It's about €20 a month. But it also uses the camera in your phone to do a body scan. And what it does is it uses AI to create customized workouts based on your body composition, your existing fitness level, and the equipment you have available. But the app tracks your movements during exercise. It monitors your form, your technique. It advises you about, you know, how you can reduce injury. And it also does stuff like nutrition guidance. And one of the things it does is it adjusts your workout intensity and volume based on your recovery and your recovery status. So the idea is it rests you and you get that continuous improvement, which athletes or people training love.
And his listener says, I think all these apps designed to help save time will only use up time managing them all.
Well, I disagree because, you know, you can have ChatGPT, the app on your phone. It's easy to use every day. You have access to it. One of the features, by the way, that I love on ChatGPT that I've only recently started using is you can have it in conversational mode. So instead of typing your question, you can speak to it and have it respond in the voice of your choice with the mood or tone that you like. And I'm not saying I need friends to chat to me during the day, but having that sort of feedback available is interesting.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word on Today FM.